This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There was renewed political turmoil in the streets of Belarus today. Security forces detained dozens of protesters as crowds rallied in central Minsk, once again charging that longtime President Alexander Lukashenko had rigged last month's election. One group of women chanted, "Our president is Sveta," referring to opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who they say won the vote. That is when riot police dragged many of them in the vans. Others were arrested nearby. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely aligned with Russia, has been rocked by street protests since Lukashenko's claim of a landslide victory in the August 9th balloting. He's dismissed opposition accusations of mass arrests and abuses as a Western smear campaign. Here in the U.S., an event with major political ramifications is scheduled later today at the White House, as President Donald Trump announces his choice for a Supreme Court vacancy. It is widely believed in the media and elsewhere Mr. Trump will name conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. Her appointment would move the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a bruising Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. Barrett would replace liberal justice and icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a rock-solid 6-3 margin. President Trump clearly wants to energize his support from religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term. Among the immediate worries for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. She could also help steer the court toward abolishing Obamacare, even though the White House has no health care plan ready to replace it. That case is set for court arguments soon after the November 3rd election. All of this is sure to be part of Tuesday night's televised presidential debate between Donald Trump and his reelection opponent, former Democrat.